Good evening. This is Don Stone, pastor of the Helotes Independent Baptist Church, and I'm here to share the Word of God with you today, and I do trust that I can be a blessing and a help to you as I bring the message that the Lord has given. I'll be speaking to you today on the subject of the parable of the lost sheep. We'll find our text in the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, and we're going to read from verse 1 through verse Let me read for you now our text in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 through verse 7. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? When he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep, which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner, that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And thus we have our text for the message today. Certainly the publicans and the sinners at this particular point and juncture in the life of our Lord are drawing near to him, according to the text we've read in verse 1. And certainly it was the publicans, the sinners, that were drawn to Jesus Christ. And is that not still the way? Those that really honestly feel their great need of salvation are the ones that are going to come to Jesus Christ and certainly embrace him and trust him. But scribes and the Pharisees, they're murmurers. They want to murmur and complain because our Lord is getting this attention from the publicans and sinners. And they look at him somewhat with disdain, and they say, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Well, thank God that our Lord Jesus Christ loved us with an everlasting love, sufficient to cause him to want to come down from heaven and to dwell among men. But the scribes, the Pharisees, they miss the point. Our Lord Jesus Christ then will speak to them. And he addresses them about a truth that would have been about them if they had a flock of 100 sheep and one of them went astray. They'd go after that lost sheep. They would go after it because it belonged to them. And he then in turn speaks of himself as that shepherd who's willing to go and to search for that lost sheep until he finds it. And the shepherd does go out. Our Lord Jesus Christ came down, if you please, to heaven to walk among men in this world with that particular purpose in mind, to seek and to save that which is lost. I want to just now look into this parable with a few thoughts. First thing is that the lost sheep is the one subject of thought for this shepherd. The sheep, of course, they need a shepherd. And just a few things about the sheep that are pretty evident as you, if you know anything at all about a sheep. First of all, they're defenseless. Is that not the way a fallen man? Seems like he's always into something, always going astray, unable to protect himself from the onslaught of Satan. You and I that are saved by the grace of God, we have the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. But on the other hand, the unsaved person that does not know Jesus Christ has no defense and rather is very vulnerable to the enemy. And the sheep then is senseless as well. They just don't know a good thing and don't know where they ought to go. I present to you the fact that they have no homing instinct. Therefore, a lost person, they'll just keep wandering away and wandering away. They'll only come back if they're found by the shepherd. And the sheep then is senseless. And then the sheep is shiftless, can't provide for itself. Remember David in the 23rd Psalm, that great shepherd psalm, said, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. In other words, the shepherd has taken the responsibility for the sheep and is providing for the sheep. And the sheep then, of course, is shiftless and needs to be provided for. And were not you and I lost, eternally lost, hopelessly lost, until the Lord Jesus Christ came and sought us out and provided salvation for us. Then I want to shift the focus for a moment and point out to you that this sheep belonged to the shepherd. It's his property. So he goes and looks for it. Now, in one sense, we are God's creation, and we are, in that sense, as the Apostle Paul would preach to the folks on Mars Hill, excuse me, the offspring of God. But, on the other hand, not everybody is a child of God. Only those who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ can claim that kinship with God as their Father and Jesus Christ as their Savior. But this sheep belonged to the shepherd, and he has great compassion for this sheep. He will seek this sheep. He'll do his best to tend for this sheep, and he will go after it until he finds it. He was a shepherd to it, and the shepherd is not thinking of himself, but he's thinking of the sheep, and in turn, the sheep is not thinking of the shepherd, but certainly the Lord is thinking about the sheep. So we find then that the one subject of thought is the lost sheep. The second thing I want us to see is the one object of search is the lost sheep. It's a definite search. You realize today that man is not saved just by happenstance or chance. God didn't just sit around one day and twiddling his thumbs and decide, well, I believe I'll just save man today. No, no. He, in the ceaseless ages of eternity past, there was a council between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in that plan, the Father would allow the Son to come. The Son would be willing to come, and the Holy Spirit then would certainly overshadow the virgin. She would conceive in her womb and bring forth the Son of God in. Not only that, but then the Holy Spirit would take the precious things of God and make them known to us who are bought with the price of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's a definite search that our Lord goes through. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Truth of the matter is, it's an all-absorbing search. He left the 99, and he went where the sheep was. He went where he would not go for himself. There would have been no reason for our Lord to come into this world except for the lost sheep. And it's an active search. It goes on. He follows this sheep. There's a great hymn that was written about the 99 that tells the story of the shepherd who went and searched high and low until he found the lost sheep. It's an active search. He follows the sheep. It's a persevering search. He'll not give up. But he'll find that sheep and put that sheep on his shoulders and carry that sheep home rejoicing. Now, as we think about then this third point, it is the one burden of love. The one burden of love. Our Lord Jesus Christ laid it on his shoulders. Now, this is different than him just slinging it over his shoulder. But he put it across his shoulders that the sheep would be comfortable. It's an uplifting action. The Lord picked up the sheep. The shepherd picked up the sheep, and he lifted it up and put it on his shoulders. It is an appropriating act. He's as though saying by the very action that he performed, that this is my sheep, And did not our Lord Jesus Christ outside the city of Jerusalem on hill called Calvary appropriate in an act the sinner to himself? He could cry, and he alone could cry with full authority that it was completed. It is finished. It is finished. No longer would the Lord have to pursue, because he had accomplished what he intended to accomplish and came into this world to do. This lifting up of the sheep and putting it on his shoulders was a deed of service. The Lord served mankind, and it's a rest-giving act. I'll tell you what, there's not any peace like knowing peace with God through Jesus Christ. Final thought, one source of joy. This lost sheep that is found, that's laid on the shoulders of the shepherd, is the source of his joy. Now, he could have been angry with the sheep. He could have beat the sheep. But he carried the sheep home. And he called in his friends together and said, "Rejoice with me, for this my sheep was lost. And now that sheep is found." And he then compared it to the joy in heaven over a sinner that repents. And certainly today, he carried the sheep home and he asked others to rejoice. I believe there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels as a sinner here on earth repents and believes on Jesus Christ, God's Son. We that are already saved, we rejoice when one is saved. And I am persuaded God rejoices over that lost sheep that makes his way back home. The Lord gave himself up to his redeemed, that we might be called the very sons of God today and know that we pass from death unto life. John, in his first epistle, that small epistle of 1 John, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God."